Scano, Sego, Sigoli, on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. At the Six Nations General Council meeting on December 13th, a delegation made a request of a banned council resolution for a memorandum of understanding and establishing a partnership regarding the Niagara Peninsula Aspiring Global Geopark. Volunteer board member Phil Davis, along with Darren Platakis, attended the online meeting. However, several councillors, as well as the elected chief, had questions regarding the proposal and presentation. Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill pointedly asked why it took so long for them to make the presentation to Six Nations.
A couple of things. You said it's been a 7+ years. And I guess my question is, why all of a sudden, why weren't we brought in at the beginning of it? It seems like you have all these other partnerships, and we're always the last ones to be involved, where we should be the first ones involved. The second thing is, what's this going to do for Six Nations? Because the way it seems or written seems like it's just a check off your box that you have First Nations, like a Native token thing. Yeah, because I guess if you're coming to the community and doing a presentation, along with kind of what Councillor Fraser said, you would kind of put the Indigenous pieces of Six Nations, why it's important for us. And I don't see that. I see that we're an afterthought, as usual, and where we shouldn't be an afterthought, we should be the first ones on your mind before this.
And Chief Mark Hill explained that they already had a similar project in the works.
We have the same type of project already going on. Like, as I was reading through your slides, we're already doing this and have been doing this for quite some time. In fact, we should be receiving an update from the office that is actually leading this.
Other questions raised included the impact on carbon credits and if the partnership would impact Six Nations land claims. The presentation adjourned with Chief Mark Hill saying more due diligence was needed and they would need to discuss it with the lands and resource team. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.